Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Beyonce has apparently removed a sample of that 2003 Kelly song, Milkshake, from her song, Energy, following all of the heat and criticism from Kelly's over the sample. Now, the song Energy from her latest album, Renaissance, had revised versions on Tidal and Apple as of this week, according to Rolling Stone. At one point, a glitch occurred on Tidal, with just isolated vocals featured, and almost 2 minutes of silence took place. That was according to Entertainment Weekly. The version of Energy featuring the Kelly sample remained the same on Spotify, but the 2003 hit from Kelly was penned by Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo. You remember them. They were formerly known as the Neptunes. Well, they are both credited on the Beyonce track, but Kelly isn't. Oops, there it is. Well, Kelly commented that she was shocked by the song's credit and angered not to have any advance notice. She says, quote, "My mind is blown because of the level of disrespect and utter ignorance at all three parties. It's just astounding." Well, you know what? At least it's taken care of. And perhaps the two ladies will make up at some point. Hey, it's all about the money. Chris Brown is defending his racy meet and greet with fans after snaps of the eye-catching poses were posted to Twitter. Well, the singer is posing in these sexually suggestive poses with the fans who purchased the VIP package. And on the VIP package, you get your photo with Chris. And of course, he might have his hands on your backside or very close in contact. But Chris wrote in his Instagram stories that all artists have VIP meet and greet packages. He hasn't had one in 7 years, but he claims he has the coolest fans on the planet and he really loves them. Therefore, he wants these memories to last forever. Okay, Chris, you just don't want them to last forever because you end up in court, okay? Because you've been there before. Just saying. Nick Cannon rented out an entire water park for his 11-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, to enjoy together. Of course, this is less than a week after the birth of his 8th child. Well, he was spending some quality time with his eldest kids, who he shares with his ex, Mariah Carey. And he shared a video of himself at DreamWorks Water Park in New Jersey, having a blast with the preteens. They were squealing with excitement and just loving the fact that they had a water park to themselves. They call it the Rock and Roe Takeover. I absolutely love it. As I mentioned, he's still having babies. This fun-filled excursion comes after he welcomed his 8th child, son named Legendary Love. That was on June 28th. And, you know, I just remember Mariah Carey being pregnant with dim babies, as she called it. They're growing up. I love it. And for all these stories and more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.